Okay. Hi, and welcome back. I pulled a U. Hi.
And welcome to Ginger.
No. Hi, and welcome back to our podcast. I'm Miranda.
And I'm Ashlyn.
Every time you add just like you, this is little pause. This little pause that doesn't need to be there.
Miranda, it's the panic.
She's like, what's my name?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
I'm like, how am I going to say this in a way that is unique and fresh? And it never is unique. And it never is fresh.
Just like when I'm at open mic night. And I used to go to open mic night. And I would try to sound so off the cuff when I got up there. But in reality, I was practicing what I was going to say when I got up there for the entire 2 hours I was waiting to go up.
Yeah,
you know it.
Except I'm only getting to practice, you know, saying my name in my head when you're saying your name. Ashlyn, and unfortunately, I spent all that time panicking.
You have your entire life to figure out how you're going to say your name, woman.
Miranda, I'm 26. It's too late for me.
Ashlyn, you know what? You know what? Mary Louise Kelly is coming out, and I just can't handle this today.
What?
So,
I don't know what just
You know
happened.
What, Ashlyn? I'll tell you what.
Ooh, what will you tell me?
I've been on TikTok.
Of course you have.
Way too much.
Yes, I understand.
You know, ever since my job shut down again because this pandemic is not over.
Oh, yeah. I haven't even been back to my
job. I went back to my job and then it got shut down again. Not because anybody was sick, but because there was no work.
Yeah.
So I've been on TikTok way too much because of that.
You told me.
I told you a little bit. So I came across, you know, like one video and then a couple more videos and then a couple more. And then a couple, like Monday, I just decided to go down a rabbit hole and was like, okay, let's just really delve into what the heck this thing is.
That's the fun part of TikTok.
So,
Randonautica. Okay.
Randonautica is an app. Let me pull up my notes.
Okay, it sounds like it has something to do with Scientology. That's what it sounds like.
I asked Josh what he thought it was about, and he's like, something to do with like sailing, nautical, Nautica.
Well, there's a reason why I think about Scientology with it is because they've got like that whole sailing program and everything.
They do.
Oh yeah.
Oh Lord.
Oh, should I cover Scientology sometime?
Yeah, probably. You're part of. I feel like conspiracy theories and cults are all in like.
Well,
one
yeah.
Realm.
Honestly, they kind of are because in reality,
on a different
the leaders.
Side.
Well, the leaders of cults are often
conspiracy
conspiring against yeah. their own people.
Conspiracy
so
artists.
That.
We'll call it that. A conspiracy artist.
I feel like that's detrimental to all artists.
You're like, I think that's like making it seem like a good thing.
It's really not.
So basically Randonautica is an app that sends you on random I got a lot of this from their website. Randonautica is an app that sends you on a random adventure to explore the world around you. All you
invested.
Have to do is share your location, set an intention, and follow directions to a random point that the app generates for you. Then the theory is you will find something relevant to your intention.
Okay, so my first thoughts upon hearing this
yes.
are a really cool idea, but also it sounds a little bit like those sketchy challenges
yeah.
that often go across, like that whole trigger
really
warning
does.
Blue whale challenge.
I've never even heard of that.
You don't want to.
Oh,
it did not end well.
Is that kind of what like Nerve is based off of? Have you
a
seen
little
Nerve?
Bit. It's more like the original. So what do you know about the Momo challenge or the Momo?
I don't know what that is.
Hoax.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, no. I'm trying not to get too graphic here. But basically, it encouraged kids ultimately to start self-harming and then culminated in things. It was a thing going around in Russia. Was the blue whale challenge and the Momo thing was like a hoax going around after it. Basically this girl named Momo was like pressuring kids into like self-harm and things like
that. That was a long time ago.
Yes.
Oof.
It feels like
internet urban legends
2020.
Lord. So according to their website, it sounds a lot less sinister than all that, according to their website. So on their website it says, the world's first quantumly generated choose-your-own-adventure reality game. Explore the world you never knew existed.
Okay, now it sounds like Nerve.
Yeah. And then it says, quantumly random. The Randonautica app puts the user in the director's chair of an adventure story yet to be written. By using the app, the user can break from their mundane day-to-day and take a journey of randomness into the world around them. Mind, matter, mind matters.
I'm just going to participate in Gish. That's all I'm going to do. I'm not.
Your
not
mind
this.
Is okay. Mind matter. Mind matters. Your mind is a guide. As your mind is your guide as you observe and view the world differently. Traveling into the unknown is a journey like no other.
I mean, I kind of do that, but like what I usually do is I just like drive on a highway that I don't normally take. You know.
Well, this is kind of on that realm.
But I did that by myself.
A whole new world. Break out of your reality tunnel. Recalibrate your mind and have fun on an adventure into the world you never knew existed. So, basically, Randonautica is an app that gives you a random location in your area to go visit. So, what I've witnessed from TikTok and what people have explained from TikTok is you set your intention, which I believe is just in your mind. I've never used the app, so I don't know.
I'm going to do it this next week.
Honestly, I'm tempted. So, apparently, you're not supposed to go by yourself. You're always supposed to go with like at least one other person.
Why?
Just because they don't really want you to go to a random location by yourself, which is smart.
I mean,
it's a little smart of the creators of the app to be like, yeah, hey, well, don't go randomly to a new part of town that you've never been to before by yourself.
Especially if you're a teenager. I get that.
Exactly.
Like,
it's a little
older,
bit.
It's different.
It's a little bit,
like,
you know.
Like, once you're our age, you know.
They at least tried a little bit to be like, hey, don't be super stupid. Okay?
Yeah.
So basically, I think it's in your mind that you set your intention while you're, like, getting this location. You set your intention. And some people will set their intention to things like red and blue. And when they go to the location, they'll see a bunch of stuff that's red and blue. Or they'll set their mind to, like, they'll have questions about their relationships or something, and they'll set their mind about their relationships. And when they get to that place, supposedly it's supposed to help you figure out what, like, the big question that you have in mind.
Okay.
So sometimes your intentions can be super, like, vague. Super, like, vague, or super, like, I want to see red and blue. That's what I'm coming for.
No, the red and blue thing is really what threw me. I'm like, but why though?
Well, just because they want it, like, it's for people who really just want to see if it works. You know, and more of a skeptical. I feel like it's for people who are more on the skeptical side, where they're like, well, I'm not going to be one of those vague people who just takes everything into meaning like, oh, it means everything. I want something clear and concise. I saw red and blue and I was thinking in my head, I want to see some red and blue. And there it was, you know?
Yeah, I feel like in that vein, it could also be like a sort of self-fulfilling prophecy in that, like, you know, if you're wanting to see something red and blue, you're more likely to go search.
Well, I mean, I think that's kind of.
Might be the point.
Yeah. I think the point is people set their intentions to something very specific because they're more skeptical. But at the same time, it's just like the people who have very vague things because you're more likely to see what you're wanting to.
Yes, but can your random Nautica explains why it rains?
I don't know. Maybe we can set our intentions to rain.
I was like, you got the reference,
right? It'll
take
us to Africa.
I love that. That's not even the reference I was making. I was making an Avatar: The Last Airbender reference again.
See, I made a Toto reference.
I know. Can your science explain why it rains?
Yes.
Yes, yes it can.
So people on TikTok have been experiencing a lot of creepy, scary, and unnerving phenomena by using this app. Some users have said it also is supposed to bring you clarity about stuff.
I mean, I get that because, like, honestly, if you're trying to go for, like, a clarity kind of thing, it can sort of be like a meditation. Like,
yeah.
You know, the journey is the destination sort of thing.
So you kind of have a gist of what this app is and what it's supposed to do, right?
Uh-huh.
You use the app, you get a location, or you use the app.
What if?
You put something in your mind, you find the location, you go to it.
What
and you're supposed to experience
spoopy?
Something. Well, I have some crazy experiences for you. So I've collected a bunch of different stories from Reddit, TikTok, a bunch of other places.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to read a few for you. I'm going to include their usernames because they put them on the internet. So I assume they're okay with that.
Yeah. No, I get that.
If not,
let us know.
Let us know. Yeah, I don't know how I could fix that, but
like we could
try.
Bleep it. Out, I guess. I don't know.
Can you edit an app, a podcast that's already been published on Anchor?
Kind of, yeah. You can edit like the audio, you can take out the audio.
Exactly.
You had and put
so maybe
the
I can,
one.
Maybe I can just cut it out if you have a problem with that. But if you
or
put it out
roast.
There, yeah, maybe you didn't care. Okay. Nope. So my first story is from Reddit user u/boxydj.
Hey.
So it said intent was clarity toward the direction of my courses. Earlier had a meltdown because of my online summer course, pre-calculus 12, and am planning on dropping it. So they're having trouble with math, basically.
Again.
And they were planning on dropping their math course.
Not going
to
lie.
And they were like, okay, what do I do with my life? I don't know what to do with my courses. I don't know what direction to take.
Yeah.
And so they did the Random Nautica thing, and it led them to some graffiti that said, more math, with a smiley face.
Amazing.
And that one was funny.
But honestly, that's true, though, is it's because calculus is a lot more fun than pre-calc. I will tell you that.
Actually, that has nothing to do.
No, it does. Once you get more math into your life, you will enjoy it more.
Ugh. Gross. I've been taking math since sophomore year of high school.
I can't remember any math anymore. I just remember I had fun and trig and
every
calc.
Time I say that, people look at me like, are you stupid? And I'm like, maybe.
No, I took math in college. I took plenty of math in college.
The thing
I
is
can't
my
remember
grade
anything
my
right
grade
now.
Was the last grade that let you graduate without taking any further math past algebra 1B.
Oh yeah, that's right.
No, I mean algebra 2. We had to take algebra 2, but we didn't have to go on to any higher math after that. I was the last grade they let do that.
Yeah, because if you took algebra 1B, then they didn't make you take trig. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Or
I took AP Calc
or anything.
You and I were on
or,
two
I'm
very
sorry,
different
college
tracks in
math,
high school.
What was it? College math? What was it called? College algebra.
College algebra.
Sorry. College algebra.
I didn't take that one.
They tried to get me to take that, and I said, I don't want to. I'm going into performing arts and I don't need to know math.
And they tried to get me to do that. And I said, I'm going to college out of state. This dual credit class won't help me.
She goes, I'm too smart for this.
No, I was just that adamant to go out of state.
Our next story is from TikTok user Zach.Fitch. So I'm going to describe what happens in the video. So he and his friends decided to go rando nodding. That's what they're calling it. Basically, they're calling it rando nodding. So they thought it would be pretty cool to see a crime scene. And that is a quote. Pretty cool to see a crime scene. And
I mean,
I'm like, why? Why would you want to put yourself in that position?
Yeah.
But okay. So the first location that it took them to brought them to a neighborhood construction site. And they were like, this is boring. They're like, this is boring. So we left. And I'm thinking in my mind, if you wanted to see a crime scene and it brought you to a neighborhood construction site, I'm like, who's buried in there? That's my question. Okay.
Yeah. There's so many unknowns.
They assumed it was just boring. My first thought was, oh my gosh, there's someone buried in there.
We might also be paranoid though. So there's that.
Yeah.
We've seen
and
too
so
many.
The second location took them to the Bayou. That's all they referred to it as. I don't know where that is. And so it took them down a normal path and then had them turn through some woods where they found a card that a black card that said handwritten on it. It said hashtag I am the Cardi killer on it. And it was written on a black card that had berries printed on it, like a logo that said berries on it. And they kept on moving. They were like, ah, that's weird. Weird. And so they kept on moving and they came to a place under a bridge or like under an overpass kind of thing, but in the woods. So in that under the underpass, they found an extension cord, a rubber glove and a brown paper bag. Under the brown paper bag was another card that said I am the Cardi killer. However, upon further investigation on my own behalf.
Oh, yes.
Because at the end of the story, they're like, who is the Cardi killer? Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh. Is it a serial killer? So I looked up who the Cardi killer is.
Yeah.
I went to Twitter. There's nothing with that kind of username on Twitter. I even just searched the @ I am the Cardi killer. Nothing came up. So I finally I went to Instagram specifically and typed in @ I am the Cardi killer. Turns out it's @ I am the Cardio killer. And berries is their fitness center.
So
@ I am the Cardio killer is a fitness instructor at Berry's
your
Houston.
Crimes are your carbs.
Yes. And so I went back to their YouTube video. I went back to their TikTok video and went, by the way, at I am the Cardi killer is actually I am the Cardio killer. You were just reading it wrong.
Literacy is important.
Well, no, it was written in like white paint pen. So it was kind of a marker. So like, no, it could have been an O or an E. I get it. Right, but I'm like, do your research if you're going to be like, who's the Cardi killer? Somebody else in the comments was like, it's a serial killer in the area. I looked it up. And I went, if you looked it up, you would have found out that it's a fitness instructor.
Yeah. So like, don't be lying.
Because the logo on the card is their exact logo.
For clout. Like,
guys, come on. Come on.
We can use basic internet research.
Well, but the Google question of the matter is, how and why did their cards end up there in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the woods? It's still a bit odd.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe a very weird viral marketing scheme. Maybe they're partnered with Randonautica.
It's weird. No,
and no, like, I mean, like, yeah, we left our cards here.
It's still a little odd to find that in the middle of the woods. Like, why are there cards there? Like, in very weird, random spots. But yeah, that's the end of that story.
Maybe it was a crime scene. Maybe there was like a car crash or something, and they left behind all their things. No, like a while ago.
No.
And it's been taken care of a while.
Stop.
I'm just saying.
You know, we talked about the improv theme. No.
For those of you not understanding the reference, I told Miranda we had to treat this week like an improv thing because I cannot work around her shutting me down all the time.
No,
again.
You were saying that I kept going off on tangents. And guess who's going off on tangents on mine now?
No, that's fine.
Okay, so I have another TikTok Randonautica story from @es_dons. They posted with the caption, I deleted the hashtag Randonautica app after this.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
So he and his friends went on a Randonautica.
He only has one friend.
And no, which is,
I'm sorry.
Continue. It's not even funny. And it took them down to a creepy town. It was like a ghost town.
Nice.
Yeah. The really weird thing was, if you looked into some of the windows in the buildings, there was mannequins in them. Just like posed with clothes on and stuff doing things.
You know, I think that might be a thing with like ghost towns, though.
People
like
put, mannequins in them. I don't know why, but. So apparently the app was taking them up a mountain and they passed a bunch of abandoned cars on the side of the road. And they were like right next to each other. Like it was like one car after the other. It wasn't like every few miles there was an abandoned car. It was like there was a ton.
Well, so we've kind of seen something like that on like on Kansas roads. But that's more because the police moved them over.
Yeah, but never at like this extent. It was like car, 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 car. Like people had parked there for a block party.
Like, maybe it's a cult party.
Maybe, but there was nobody around. So they continued up the road, even though it was really weird, and they passed a private property sign, but they kept on going because there was nowhere to turn around because it was a mountain road, like I said, and there was a really steep drop off on the other side.
Yeah.
So they couldn't really turn around. So they just kept going and it began to get dark quickly. And so it felt even creepier. they eventually got closer to where the pin said to go. So they got out of their car and began walking.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, in the dark, in a mountain, on private property.
Don't do that.
And while they were walking, a random boulder came flying down a hill on its own right across the road in front of them. And they quickly like ran over to the hill that it rolled down, and there was nobody there.
Okay.
And then they kept on exploring. They were like, that's creepy. But they kept on exploring.
Don't do that. I'm sorry.
And they went over to like this abandoned house, or what they thought was an abandoned house.
This is how you get demons.
And they peered in a window.
No.
And they saw what looked to be a face. And so they booked it out of there.
Well, quite frankly, if there was a face, they had more right to be there than you did.
And that's where the TikTok ended.
What the heck?
They're like, we got out of there after that. And then they apparently
that's what got you
the app. According
maybe
to the
maybe you shouldn't have
done caption.
Like half of what you did. Like, yeah. That is how you get a serial killer on your tail. I'm sorry.
Honestly, I don't know why the Randonautica app would lead them to private property either. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe they don't know
maybe it's private property.
That,
no, wait. I don't want to put that out there. I'm what? Like, maybe that's why there were so many abandoned cars. It's because Random Nautica like led so many people there, and then they walked up. But then I'm like, wait, why would the cars still be there?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Okay.
Don't like
this,
that.
This is my last Random Nautica story, and it is the original one I wanted to cover. It was actually the very first one I saw, and by far the scariest.
Dun, dun,
like, dun. Not in a paranormal sense, Ashlyn. So, TikTok user Ugg Henry posted a group of his friends and him going randonauting. The Randonautica directed them to a beach pier area. And when they came to the spot the pin was pointing to, they looked down over the edge of the pier to see a black suitcase lodged in some rocks. They thought maybe it was money because I guess they may have set their intentions to money. I thought I heard a couple of them saying that as they were climbing down on the rocks.
But also, don't take that money.
They were like, yeah, maybe some money's in there. And so they were all goofing off because they're like teenagers or young adults kind of thing. They're like, yeah, this is funny.
They're invincible.
And they're invincible. And I was like, guys, don't open the bag.
Don't open the bag.
Especially because they start poking at the bag with a stick trying to open it. And they start opening it and they're like, oh my God, it stinks. And I'm like, don't open the bag.
Really?
Don't open the bag. And they get it open and they're like, oh my gosh, that is a horrible foul odor. And they called the police. Thank goodness. But why did you keep opening it? Why did you even go near the bag?
Yeah.
So they called the cops and they ended up waiting for the cops for about 3 hours. And in that time, the tide started taking the bag back out to sea. But, you know, once the cops got there, they got divers in there and they got the bag. But, you know, they were told, you know, to leave because they're kids and they're like, okay, get out of here. This is a crime scene.
Get out of here. You're wacky. You're wacky youngsters.
So basically, according to Seattle.gov, this is an actual article, detectives there are detectives investigating after human remains found in West Seattle. Detectives are currently investigating after several bags containing human remains were located near the water in Seattle. I'm not going to give you the actual address right
good,
now.
Because I don't.
But this one was the police responded after receiving a call of a suspicious bag on a beach from kids using TikTok. I couldn't find there isn't much more don't to like know that. About the body like to know about the case
but that's
no
because
this just happened. This was June 19th.
Oh gosh,
this just happened. So there is no news on who it was or what's going on.
Yeah, but it's either okay, best case scenario, yeah, it is improper disposal of a corpse. Worst case scenario, it's straight up murder. So
I think if they're in a Yankees. bag, in they were in a black trash bag inside of the black bag, I think it was murder.
I'm giving the benefit of the doubt.
Ashlyn, you can't give the benefit of the doubt at that point. No, nobody is that stupid.
No,
nobody's like, I don't know how to get rid of my aunt died.
No, just a natural Miranda, causes. Listen, some people actually do have a lot of either it's an accidental death or something and they get really scared and don't know
that's
how to
still
properly.
Illegal
yes I know that's why I said that's at best case
accidental I don't care if it's illegal. Accidental death that just makes you look like a murderer.
Yeah, I know.
So a bunch of people think there may be a new serial killer loose in the Seattle area because they said there were several bags
and
containing
that's why I'm
bodies,
hoping it's
parts.
Just improper disposal of a corpse still very illegal. But
another theory is since the Randonautica app is supposed to lead you to places with high energy levels, people think that maybe the person who was murdered was leading them to their body so they'd be
high
found.
High energy levels,
it's very hard to explain. I was going to pull up the app after I finished reading my notes so we could like go over
oh, yeah,
it.
No, we're definitely going into this app.
Because I downloaded it just for this.
Oh, good, because I was about to download it, and I'm like, I'm not sure I want that, but.
Other people think that the app might be leading people to victims.
That, I mean,
so like
what
are
do
your,
you know about
okay,
the development?
Before we, they have, the developers have their own TikTok. They seem like completely normal guys.
Okay.
From what I've seen, they just kind of, they look like guys who just, or they seem like guys who just wanted to create a fun app so people would discover more things in their own area.
Yeah, but
especially during a pandemic where you can't really hang out with a lot of people kind of thing.
Yeah, but also, you know, Ted Bundy.
Get out of your house.
Was known as like a really nice guy. So,
yeah. Ashlyn, calm down.
I'm not saying they're Ted Bundy.
Plus, Ashlyn, okay, it's all over the globe. It's not just it's not just in the Seattle area.
Yeah, it's not like they can control.
Exactly. That. It's not like. It's kind of hard to control it on that. I know. My point is
it's hard to trust people's intentions.
So I was going to ask, what are your thoughts on this app? Let me preface it with, do you think there's more sinister like actions in play, or do you think it's a harmless little game?
For the most part, I think it's a harmless little game. I'm more actually concerned about the usage of privacy, like data and everything, than I am with mm-hmm. like them intentionally trying to entrap people.
Yeah.
I do think they might need to do some more digging on the places they're leading people to just in case they start leading like people again, like you said, the private property thing.
I don't know why they would do that.
Yeah.
They should be able to tell, shouldn't they? Yeah.
They should, but sometimes it can be hard if you're not in the area to tell which areas are private and which parts aren't.
Mm-hmm.
So they might need to do some more digging into that so people aren't getting into like legal trouble and then they wind up in legal trouble. But like, do I think the app has intentionally sinister intentions? Probably not.
Okay.
But what are your thoughts?
Honestly, I mean, would it be spooky ookie dookie if yes? Sure.
Because
people have been led to some really creepy things. I don't know if the app, because I don't know the app. I don't know if the app could lead multiple people to the same place in the same night. Exactly. Like, I don't know if the app would, you know, lead multiple people to the same place in one night. I don't know if that's like in their algorithm to allow that to happen. But another video another video I saw, but I didn't include because they didn't really have a clear you know, happening, or what do you call that? Oh my gosh. Storyline. They didn't really have a clear storyline. It was just like something creepy happening. They're like, oh, we went rando nodding and this happened. And I was like, okay. And they're driving away from a field really fast. And there's three people walking towards them in the field in the middle of the dark. They also say, don't go rando nodding at night. That's
like
the thing.
Nightmare.
That's the thing is the creators, I think, have gone pretty far as to be like, hey guys, don't go by yourself to a weird place you've never been before. Also, don't go at night. Stupid.
Yeah,
and so stupid. I feel like they're at least trying to be
proactive
and good people in that.
Oh yeah. No,
respect.
And honestly,
people are like,
good.
I want to feel
like my life
dookie.
Is in danger.
Yeah.
Because I don't know the value of fear.
But another thing, when I downloaded the app, when I clicked on it to log in for the first time, it actually asked me, because, you know, you have to turn your location on. However, this is the first time I've ever seen an app that said, allow location, like, tracking while in the app.
Okay.
So, when I'm outside of the app does not have access to my location.
That's actually a really good privacy feature to have.
No, and so I was
like,
wow.
That would make me feel more comfortable.
Because I was a little concerned at first when it said, because the first instruction was, you give the app your location. I was like,
I know,
access
that
to your location.
That always causes me pause just because.
I know that's
I
watched
know,
literally
Black
the whole
Mirror,
point.
I guess.
I know, but I know that's the entire point of the
I know.
Entire thing.
I read 1984 at a very impressionable young age. I can't do the location sharing that easy.
Going to the app, it's actually very friendly looking. It's very light, you know.
Honestly, I was expecting more millennial pink.
I wasn't expecting pink at all. I was expecting like dark colors.
Really?
I was expecting like night mode. Maybe there is a night mode setting.
Okay, I was.
Oh, yeah. Enable dark theme.
Oh, there you go.
I don't like dark theme, though.
I like those, but only.
I never like dark theme.
I'm a fan of those because otherwise my eyes get too hurt.
See, I can't see in the dark.
I mean, neither can
I. Part of my astigmatism.
But the dark themes usually make the background dark and the letters white is usually what happens.
I can't see that. Mm-mm. It's something to do with my astigmatism. Ask my eye doctor. Don't ask me. So
I have astigmatism too. You're not special.
So the app has several different things to choose from. They have RandoNot, Bot, which I don't know anything about, My Attractors, Profile, Upgrade, Settings, and Share. I don't know what my attractors are. Oh, I heard something about this. Attractors, Voids, Anomalies. So you can be taken to attractors, which I don't know what that means at all. You could be taken to a void area or an anomaly area. I've heard about those.
Don't do those at night, friends.
I don't know what bot is. Oh, web bot. Oh my. Ooh, oh. Ooh. Ooh.
Oh. What?
It took me to like a website type thing. It said, "Welcome to Randonautica. New to Randonautica, watch this video." Oh, it's like a.
It's a welcome.
Oh, it's a help screen. Bot. Interesting.
Aw.
Well, I mean, it doesn't look like some sinister thing. I'm not going to test it right now because we can't exactly, like, just up and go.
Especially because it is late at night and I'm not about that life.
Nah,
see,
fun.
The thing is, I've been driving alone, like, long space. Like, I've done night trips to Chicago more than I can count.
Because you're stupid.
I go after work, which I get off of work at, like, 6.
Stupid.
Five-ish. And I drive to Chicago, which is like a 9-hour drive.
Stupid.
Well, and I've done it once to help a friend and once to
what does this have to
do on a film? Because the thing is, driving to Chicago from Kansas City is terrifying at night.
Oh yeah.
Like, you get led to all the boonies. And
the boonies of the Midwest are another breed.
I know, because the thing is, even the highways that like people are supposed to take to like get to another state are so barren. There will be like hours where you do not see another human being or a place to stop.
The winding road highways. I'm like, why is this a thing?
Because
aren't highways supposed to be flat and straight? No.
Oh, yeah. We're not about that life.
We're going to take you through the backwoods highway. Woo!
Well, and so the worst drive I had on my way back was on my way back from Chicago once. And it was just, I can tell that story later if you'd like.
But I just have more to talk about.
Oh, I didn't know.
Tangent girl.
Yeah.
I thought you had a problem with tangents.
Look, you're only at 32 minutes.
You know what? All of this is usable until you started going on tangents.
No, I was trying to beef up your episode. Come on.
So, on the Randonautica app, when you click on profile, I was really hoping it'd like let me add a profile picture and stuff, but it won't. Which I guess like a safety thing. It says I love exploring reality on it, which is weird. When you go to your profile, it will show you how many attractors you've gone to, how many voids. Pseudo, I don't know what that is. How many anomalies, how many entropy, and how many reports. I don't know what any of that means.
That is so
chaos.
Weird.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So entropy is related to like chaos theory. It's like how much disorganization.
Well, yeah.
Is in
well, I did see on one article that somebody wrote about it was like that Randonautica is basically chaos theory in the works, basically.
That's intriguing. I'm wondering if they just like randomly made this or like what kind of algorithm they put into use for this.
Yeah, I mean, I tried to find out.
New agey.
I know. I tried to find out more about it, but I mean, all that's available on their site is just the basic explore the new world around you. Like it's some kind of new high-tech virtual reality thing, but it's actual reality, guys.
Oh, jeez.
Be safe. Don't be stupid. Just, I mean, I think it's kind of cool because, you know, sometimes I just want to go, I'm not saying on a late night drive. I do like night drives, but, you know, sometimes
you
just.
But in areas you know.
Well, sometimes you want to go somewhere new or you just want to drive, but you have no place to drive to necessarily, or else you're going to end up just driving to the same four places you always go to.
Yeah, I have certain route I take for drives.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're long and I don't really stop on them. So I can just drive, but also
what I'm saying is,
I know the areas.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is it's going to be in your area. It's not going to be too far away. It's somewhere you've probably never been. And it's potentially like a void or some weird thing.
It's got a tag attached.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it sounds kind of fun. I think, you know, if the intentions has anything to do with it, don't set your intention anything bad. I watched one TikTok where this girl was like, I don't know, we tried the app. She was sobbing in this video. She's like, we tried the app several times and like nothing really came of it. It was kind of boring. So we went one more time just because we were bored and we set our intentions to death. And it was a really bad idea. And I was like, what?
What did you see? Like, did you just see a morgue and stuff?
No,
or what?
So while they were driving to the location, they pull over and there's a man bleeding out in a gutter with his girlfriend crying over him, and she runs up to their car. His girlfriend runs up to the car and is like, call the 911, call 911, call 911, because he had just gotten shot, because I guess the area was not a great area.
Oh my gosh.
But that's what they came across when they set their intentions to death. And however, the guy survived because they showed up and called the police.
That's actually really cool, though, like that they were able to actually help.
Yeah, but it's also like, how much power does this app have?
I don't.
Or is that just coincidence? How is it? But the thing is, how is all of this stuff coincidence? That's an awful lot of circumstance.
Well, so the thing is that really when you set something to something as vague as death, it could be something extreme, or it could just be, you know, seeing signs that are related to like death.
Driving past like a cemetery.
Yeah, ooh, driving took past us to a cemetery. Or like, you know, like spotting a morgue or something.
Yeah. Or spotting like one of those roadside memorials or something.
Yeah, like all of that could be like symbolizing death. It doesn't necessarily have to be this extreme. Yeah. So maybe the app is like taking you to, hey, we know that there's certain areas that people find rather interesting. Mm. We'll go there.
But I mean, all in all, from what I've seen, people have really strong emotional reactions to a lot of this.
Yeah.
Well, even ones that are calmer kind of thing, and they won't necessarily explain it afterwards. And I'm like, what? Because it's just confusing when they don't explain what's happening.
Yeah.
But you know, they'll be goofing off and whatnot. And then they'll get to the location and they'll start like, crying because it was like right on the nose or something to what they had in mind.
Jeez.
Yeah. That's intense. And these will be skeptic people.
It might be like a... to me, it seems very related to like mindfulness almost.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what they said. It said mind matter and mind matters.
Well, on it. So mindfulness, when I say it, is more like the psychological side of it, where it's basically training yourself to be like calmer usually and actually really introspective, but in a way that's constructive.
I don't think people are using it that way, but
I know, but I don't know how the app even works for that. Like,
yeah, I don't know how any of it works. Do you want to like try to set? We're not going to go, but want to click the random not button?
Do it.
See what happens. Okay. Oh, okay. So when you click random not, you can choose your quantum point type, which is an anomaly, an attractor, a void, or pseudo.
Okay, that actually explains a bit.
And it you can set a radius in meters. I really wish it was in miles.
Because I don't know how to read.
And I'm not doing that math. I just explained.
Explain. She doesn't do math.
I don't do math. So what do you want to set it to, Ashlyn?
5 meters.
No, I meant anomaly, attractor, anomaly, void, or pseudo.
Okay, I am personally... I like entropy, honestly, just because I find it to be pseudo? Interesting.
Would that be pseudo? There's no entropy.
Oh, yeah, option. That's right. They don't have an entropy thing.
Would that be pseudo?
It'd probably be anomaly, honestly.
Okay. Anomaly. We'll set the meters much closer. However, I don't know
how
if I want
how many meters do you have it at?
1,400. I don't know what that means, though.
That's...
Hey, Google, what is 1,400 meters in miles?
1,400 meters.
Oh
yeah, so it's like less than a mile
maybe
away.
Maybe farther away. Okay, we'll go back to 3,000.
Well, no, if we set it close.
No, I don't want to know something that close to me, Ashlyn.
Okay, yeah, go ahead and set it for
I don't
her.
Need that.
I need okay. to sleep tonight.
Exactly. Okay, then you can set your RNG. What does that mean? Oh, there's a little question mark I can click.
Hooray.
Click the RNG. Of course, it doesn't explain what RNG means.
Hooray.
Thanks. It just gives me other things. ANU. Okay, explain what ANU is. ANU is Australia. Oh, Australia. Okay. ANU is Australia National University's Quantum Random Number Generator. ANU leftovers, mixed intentions from unused ANU entropy. And temporal is get entropy using the server's CPU clock.
Oh, I'm not going to lie. It sounds like they just like jammed together a bunch of science jargon and tried their best to make it make sense or make know. It
Let's
sound like they know what they were talking about.
Do we have to think of our intention now?
I got mine.
Generation option? Oh, internet. Okay. What? We have to think of the same one, woman.
Oh, darn it. Mine was
spaghetti. Okay, set your intention. Okay, this is what it's telling me. Before you embark on your adventure, take a moment to set an intention for your trip. This can be a word or phrase to create the story for the journey ahead. Use a clear mind, focused thought, and visualization. When you're done, hit start, and the QRNG will quantumly generate your destination. So we have to agree on and think of our thing. What are we thinking about?
Right now I'm thinking spaghetti.
Ashlyn, there's plenty of spaghetti in this room.
Or potato. But that's mainly because of the thing you showed me before.
My song. I wrote a song. Now available. No, I'm just kidding. It's not available.
I don't know. The only thing on my mind right now is apparently food things. I don't know. You tell me what to think of.
I don't know.
So what's wrong with spaghetti then?
I swear to God. A new sister. No, I'm just kidding.
Miranda, what if it led you to a new sister?
Ah, no, no, I was kidding. Target. No, I'm just kidding. It just takes me to a Target.
See, now I'm thinking about, like, what if you could use this app?
Actually, we got to set her.
I'm sorry. You
continue.
I'm saying, what if you could use this app? Like, say you're in a town you don't normally go to.
You're like, where is Target?
And you're like, where is a Target?
Except you could just Google that. Oh, that was a gross laugh. What do I want to do?
I don't know. I gave you two perfectly good woman. Answers. Buttons. No. Never mind. Coraline.
Nope. Right we're not there. Going to the other. Nope. How about new? Do you just want to think of new? That sounds something vague.
Okay.
New. Okay. Think about new. Visualize new. Breathe in, breathe out. Stop laughing.
No, my focus. Vision of new was a baby.
Well, a you know, baby. Just visualize new. Okay. Ooh, getting quantum entropy. Focus on your intent. New.
A shiny baby.
New. Shut up. New. New. Okay. Oh, that's creepy. It's really close nearby.
Oh, gosh.
Where is it trying to take us to?
Let's see if we know the space without getting there.
Well, it's off.
Can I see? What if it is Target? Well,
okay, so we're here, and that's there.
Okay, can I see?
We know that area.
Yeah.
That's like a neighborhood, though.
Yeah. It's an attractor, it says.
Do they have cars there? Because I was definitely thinking about it. A new car. Because I need a new
this
car.
This is, yeah, this is, jeez Louise, it's like right down the street.
I know. Okay. And I'm like, I let's go. Too
close. I know. You can't find it.
I know. And I'm like, let's go. I'm just kidding.
Well.
That's straight up somebody's house, I guarantee you.
I know. But like, we could drive past the house. We could take this on the road. Technically, it'd be really super easy.
What have you done?
Just zoom out. Just keep
you,
zooming
you
out.
Like, you rotated it somehow.
I know, because I was trying to see.
But yeah. So.
I was trying to orient it to me.
Interesting. We're going to reset, though, because we're not going to go.
Aw.
That was really creepy. Not creepy. It was just really close nearby, but I guess it's because it was set to 3,000 meters, which I guess
so it wasn't.
Like,
it wasn't
3 miles away.
If that.
So, honestly, I mean, if you're going to try out the app, I don't see anything wrong with it so far. I mean, all I could say is do go with a person, at least one of the person.
Don't go on private property.
Don't go on private property. Don't go at night.
Yes, definitely
don't go at night. Be smart. You know, be smart. If you're going to do it, be smart. Have fun with it, but don't be stupid, you know? I think it sounds kind of fun and like a cute little thing. I kind of wish it was a thing when I was in high school or something fun to do.
I'm kind of glad it wasn't. Honestly,
yeah, it's true. People we graduated with would be,
yeah. I feel like Gen Z is probably the right people to have this.
They're ruthless.
Yeah,
they have
and
no
also
fears.
And also, I'm pretty sure they're like just not afraid to die. Like I don't. No, think that's it's, what I'm they saying. They have no invincible. Fears. I think they're just not afraid.
Millennials.
To die.
The difference is millennials want to die.
Yeah,
and Gen Z aren't afraid to die.
Yeah, they're like.
I don't know if I'm
anyway.
Allowed to say that. It was a joke. If don't come at me. It was a joke. It was a just a joke. I swear.
It's fine. No, but
it's fine.
Yeah, be smart about these things because like really creepy stuff.
Yeah,
can happen.
Document
at night.
Tell me what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. If you go rando nodding, please email me. Tell me what happened. at madderthanacaterpillar@gmail.com, at madderthanacaterpillar on Instagram, and
at madderthanacat on Twitter.
Just a reminder for like the fourth week in a row, we have moved to, we've moved our new, what is it called, host or whatever?
Yeah, we've moved our host to Anchor.
Yeah, our host is now Anchor. That means we're going to be available on more of your favorite podcasting apps.
Can you still find us on Spotify? Absolutely. Absolutely. It's just...
Look for the one that has the little Anchor symbol in the corner. It's please. Cute. Because we're trying to... We plan on getting rid of our old postings soon. Because
we're not posting to it anymore.
Yeah, we're not posting to it anymore. So come listen to us on here. Clearly, you found us if you're listening to this. But tell your friends if they haven't. Tell your friends anyway, because we'd love to share more of these spooky dooky moments with you.
Absolutely. And also, yeah, just talk to us, please.
Yeah, please message us.
Otherwise, we just talk to each other. And Lord knows that doesn't exactly go well. The only thing we've gotten
contacts about was like from other podcasts telling us how to be a better podcast.
But I kind of appreciate that. It's like they're looking out for people.
No, but it's more like an ad. Like, hey, we're a podcast about being better podcasts. Come listen to us. And I'm like, why don't you listen to me first? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
So mean.
Anywho, please, tell everybody. Tell your mom.
Tell your dad.
Tell your friends.
Tell the FBI agent listening through your phone.
And tell the random nut that is trifling through your closet.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. And... good night.